Bob, does the big man himself, Satan, does he ever jump in and possess a person?
Well, not according to the Bible. There are only two people the Bible says that Satan ever possessed. At least it seems that way. One was Judas. The Bible says the devil entered into him. And I think we can understand why that was necessary for Satan to make sure he got that job done. And then the Antichrist himself, once again, a case where Satan himself has a sufficient stake that he would want to step in himself. But frankly, Satan is confined to one place at one time, albeit he moves fairly quickly, quite obviously. But unlike God, who is omnipresent, the devil is not. So demons then effect a kind of phony omnipresence by appearing to be everywhere, because demons can be in many places. But Satan is too busy strategizing to enter into somebody.
Do you ever get angelic intervention during an exorcism?
Yes, very, very often. We call on angels during exorcism to come and assist the people of God in their freedom, to wage war, to smite, to fight against the demons. I've had demons describe angels to me. I've never seen an angel, but I've had demons many occasions say, you know, you don't know what I'd do to you, or I would kill you, or I would do this or that to you if it wasn't for that angel that's standing behind you. In fact, I was doing an exorcism just the other day, and I always try to maintain eye contact with the demon because I want to look at it and focus in on it. And this thing kept looking away from me over at my shoulder with a terrified look on its face. And I finally figured out what was going on. And it admitted that it was keeping an eye on my demon, that the angel didn't come after him. So I mean, the demons see the angels.
Have you ever seen a different eye color in the demon?
I have. Unfortunately, I'm colorblind, and that makes it a little difficult to
I didn't know
exorcist.
That.
You know, I was actually, one of the people I trained was doing an exorcism this past weekend and saw some extraordinary changes in color from somebody who was brown-eyed to blue-eyed, and often the iris will turn red. That's a very common experience. And I've seen it. I don't always know what it is, but I know there's a change.
Well, let me tell you, through history, we've heard reports of these beady red eyes and these flaming eyes. So you never know during an exorcism, Bob, what's going to happen.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to have somebody around who I can make sure is color conscious for me.
Exactly. Of course, in the old days, we would all take pictures of people, and they'd all have red eyes.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Excuse me. Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
When there is somebody who is possessed, do they know it?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes they suspect it because their body will do strange things. For example, at times their hands may shape like, you know, like claw-like gestures, or certain parts of their body may go into convulsions that for which there's no medical indication of any problem. Sometimes their mind seems to be taken over. They may, for example, try to read the Bible and cannot, may try to take the sacraments and cannot, may try to pray and cannot, and suspect it. But the majority of people, I find, don't know it's a demon. They suspect they have a very serious problem of some kind. And they don't always come to me for an exorcism. That's in the back of their mind. They just come for help. They come for prayer. But the devil doesn't always reveal himself. Only to certain people that he has sufficiently destroyed will he come out in the open. But remember, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11... that Satan tries to appear as an angel of light.
Well, that's true. Let's go to another exorcism clip. Mary and Flagstaff. What's the story behind Mary?
Well, that was rather interesting. Nice, sweet lady sitting there in the audience, suddenly, in the midst of my seminar, erupted. The story behind this is that this woman did not speak German, and you're only hearing a short clip here, but this German, this demon proceeded to speak very fluent German and told the story of how her ancestors, who were Italian, and she knew she was Italian, during a time of famine, had traveled to a place in Germany where there was food. And the demon kept blurting out that the reason he was there was because of Hermann the German. I don't think I'll ever forget that one.
You can't forget that.
The curse of Hermann the German. And who was Hermann the German? Well, he was a man who had food, and he said, I will give you food if you will sell your souls. And so these Italian people sold their souls to Hermann the German.
And here we go.
Go right there.
Hey. I confront the spirit of hate right there. I command that spirit. Face me. Face me in the name of Jesus. You thought you'd have her forever. Yeah, didn't you?
Yes! Yes, yes! Yes, I had her!
Is that how you got there? Through the hatred?
Deception! Deception!
Deception? What kind of deception? Are you part of a curse?
Yes! Hundreds of years!
Yeah, came down through the family line through her brother, didn't it? And passed on to you,
yes.
Didn't it? Did you deceive her?
Yes! Yes!
How did you deceive her? What did you make her believe?
Nobody would find out.
Who is chief among...
Hermann!
Hermann is the man who put the curse on the family, isn't he?
Yes, yes!
What nationality?
German!
Now, Bob, in some cases, it is a frightening exorcism sound. Sometimes they're almost comical. That one was somewhat funny, as serious as it was.
There have been times in the midst of an exorcism, which, of course, is a very serious proceeding.
Absolutely.
I've totally cracked up. I have completely cracked up because a demon has said something so comedic, I couldn't help myself, and I'd have to apologize to the person on whom I'm doing the exorcist because I'm sitting there rolling in laughter, and I'm not supposed to do that. I'm the exorcist. This is serious, but it's just the nature. I mean, they are personalities, and sometimes their personality is comedic. Sometimes it's sinister. They come in all kinds and varieties.
Does the demon get upset when you laugh at it?
Yes. Oh, you know, he'll say something that he doesn't intend to be funny, but turns out to be funny. It's hard to remember some of these one-liners. Well, one the other day, I said, you're going to lose now. You're going to go back to hell. And he says, well, at least I tried.